Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today's theme came out of a training that I was doing recently. And I'd gone round and asked people in the room, did they have any concerns about the training? So we'd gone through what they wanted to get from it and hoped to get from it. But then we sort of did a pass where people shared what they were concerned about. And a few people basically were concerned either that they wouldn't get it or that they'd get it, but then they'd lose it. And it made me smile because the way that they put it was so accurate, even if they didn't necessarily know they were being accurate, because what they would say is, I'm just worried that I'll have a wonderful time and then Monday morning will roll around and I'll just think, ugh, I lost it. Or, you know, I just worry that I'll look around and everybody will be really happy and I'll just think, oh man, why does this keep happening where they get it and I don't? And what I pointed out to them was what they were actually afraid of was a thought. Like, yeah, they might think that, but thinking that wouldn't mean it was true. It would just mean, oh, that's a thought you've thought about 300 times before. And they laughed because they recognized, oh, yeah, that is a thought I think all the time. I always were. And that's the thing about regret, is when we worry that we might regret something later, what we're actually worried is that we will think sad thoughts about what didn't happen and feel bad. And that really is, in most cases, the worst thing that can happen to you. I wrote about it in Supercoach, and I don't remember exactly how I said it, but I said something to the effect of, generally speaking, the worst thing that can happen to you is a thought about the worst thing that you can imagine happening to you. And regret is just a classic example of that, where we scare ourselves with the idea that we might think something sad later. Now, in and of itself, that wouldn't be problematic, except that we start to use it to guide our behavior. So I was talking with a client recently, and they had a business venture that they were both excited about and nervous about. And when we explored the nervous part, it was because they were worried that, you know, they might fail. And I pointed out to them, that's just true, right? If you're going to take on anything of any size or scope, of course you might fail. I said, but do you know what's going to happen if you fail? And they were like, no, what? And I said, you're going to have the thought, huh, I really thought that would work, and be bummed, and then move on. And again, they laughed because they recognized, yeah, there might be other consequences, but they can deal with consequences. What feels like you couldn't deal with it is the regret. And that fear of failure, fear of regret, is what stops people from ever trying or makes them try so half-heartedly that most of their efforts do wind up being in vain. And it's the basis of Creating the Impossible, the book and the program, is that if you don't let the fear of failure, the fear of regretting what you did, be the reason to do or not do something, you wind up pursuing things that are much more interesting to you and much more fun. And what I've found is that once you start to see that regret is just a thought, regret is just a thought that you might think in the future and you're worried about the fact that you might think it in the future now, then the idea of living without regrets takes on different meaning. It no longer means there's nothing, I'm going to do everything. I'm going to try and act on every impulse and every thought that comes into my mind and take on every project because I don't want any regrets. To live without regret is just to recognize that regret is just a thought. And I don't have to think that. And even if the thought comes, I don't have to go with it. It will go and there'll be another thought along in a minute. And if you're no longer navigating to avoid regret, either taking on more than you would otherwise take on so that you have no regrets, or avoiding all sorts of things. I'm not going to ask that person out. What if they say no? I'm not going to do this. What if it doesn't work? If you start to see that neither of those is helpful as navigational principles, neither of those is an accurate compass reading, then you start to be able to hear simple desire. That simple ooh inside you that goes, that would be fun. I'd like to try that. I'd love to see if I can make that come into being in the world. And so while you may still have the odd thought about regret, you can follow that simple desire. You can follow your inclinations in life and live without regret. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk with you soon.